I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
Good morning. KSL News Time is now 5 o'clock, and today is Tuesday. It's the 14th of September. This is Utah's Morning News. I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. Right now, downtown, 63 degrees.
A pretty quiet start on our roadways so far this morning. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
Our top story this hour, Utah's governor is speaking out on a national level about President Biden's new COVID-19 vaccine mandate.
We desperately need more people vaccinated to get out of this crisis, but we're also a country of laws.
KSL News Radio's Mary Richards is live with more. Mary?
Amanda, Governor Cox appeared on Fox Business to say he supports vaccines and sometimes he would like to do whatever he could, but there are laws that limit that power.
There's certainly no precedent for this, and I believe and our attorney general believes that this is likely unconstitutional.
Cox says he sees a pattern of presidents, especially this administration, trying to usurp the role of Congress, like with the eviction moratorium. He says a vaccine mandate could also make the labor shortage worse. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News. Radio.
Intermountain Healthcare is suspending surgeries because of the number of people hospitalized by COVID-19. Corin Kelly tells KSL TV's Brittany Tate that means her husband won't be able to get a kidney transplant if a donor kidney becomes available.
If one were to be found right now, they would not. We'd have to pass up that kidney, which is heart-wrenching.
Paul Kelly was diagnosed with stage 5 kidney failure 9 months ago. Corin says his kidney function is down to only about 5%.
Breaking news overnight, two people are in custody after barricading themselves inside an apartment complex in Clearfield. We get the details now from KSL News Radio's Randall Jepson.
Police were tipped off that two people with warrants were staying at the Country Oaks Apartments, one a 21-year-old woman wanted for multiple weapons warrants, and the other a 29-year-old man who police say rammed a police car in Ogden just over the weekend. People living nearby say they heard noises in the attic, so they were evacuated until police got into the building. The suspects were found in the attic and taken into custody without any shots fired or anyone getting hurt. Randall Jepson, KSL News Radio.
Rent prices across the Wasatch Front continue to skyrocket, especially in Utah County. KSL News Radio's Heather Kelly is live with the numbers this morning. Heather?
Well, Tim, overall, rent prices rose 45% in Utah's five major counties. But Utah County saw a whopping 66% increase in the last 18 months. That's according to a new report from property management software company Entrata. CEO Chase Harrington tells the Deseret News, the rising rents are straining people's pocketbooks as affordable housing is nowhere to be seen. Harrington says Utah was the fastest growing state before the pandemic. Then COVID-19 accelerated the demand as people moved out of big cities across the U.S. and into some of Utah's more rural areas. Live, Heather Kelly, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national stories this hour. Hurricane Nicholas is saturating the Texas Gulf Coast this morning. ABC's Ted Oberg is in Sargent, Texas, watching the rain come down.
The danger is going to be from this rain, and it is already starting to come up on the roads here. We've heard some reports of some communities, lower-lying communities, smaller communities off to the west of Sargent, starting to get water over the roads. All of the homes, thankfully, down here in this very close to the beach community up on stilts, so they're not in danger.
Nicholas strengthened into a hurricane just before making landfall.
We have a hurricane warning now in effect for Port O'Connor to Freeport, Texas. A station at Matagorda Bay recently reported sustained winds of 76 miles per hour and gusts to 95 miles per hour. Hurricane Nicholas continues to bring heavy rain, strong winds, and storm surge to portions of the central and upper Texas coast.
ABC News meteorologist Melissa Griffin reporting.
All eyes are on California this morning, where Governor Gavin Newsom is facing a recall vote. The president campaigned with Newsom last night.
You either keep Gavin Newsom as your governor, or you'll get Donald Trump.
Conservative radio host Larry Elder is the current leading Republican challenger.
The recall election day in California comes after weeks of ballots already being mailed in. Here's ABC's Alex Stone.
For both Democrats and Republicans, this is really a game of who can fire up enough people to return their ballots. Democrats have sheer numbers on their side. They outnumber Republicans 2-1 in California. Only 24% of voters in California are registered Republicans. If Democrats don't have enough fire to get out and vote, and Republicans have anger on their side and can get more to vote, then Newsom could be recalled. But so far, the wide majority of ballots that have been returned have come from Democrats.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent. It was senseless. And I will never understand it. I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.